And it says, in that blackness, about the ninth hour, about almost at 3 p.m, not quite there, Jesus cried. He shrieks, he screams, and it's with a loud voice, megalos, it's very loud. He screams out, and as he screams out, he says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Matthew says, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He screams with a loud voice out of the darkness. What was that like? The darkness had kept everything silent for hours. And then all of a sudden, you can't see, and here's this voice, and he's screaming, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He never calls his Father in heaven God anywhere through the Gospels. In fact, here on the cross, he begins by saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He ends his time on the cross by saying, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The only time he calls him God is when he takes your place and my place. And he's on that cross. It tells us this in Habakkuk. It says, thou art purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Why the darkness? It says God himself can't look on iniquity. And yet he says he had put on him the iniquity of us all, of the whole world. Every foul, unclean thing is on him at this point in time. It's so interesting. In the Old Testament, if you study the burnt offering in particular, you know, there was the fire. He endured that in this 3 hours of darkness somehow. This was the cup he didn't want to drink. Psalm 75, Psalm 78, Jeremiah 23, Jeremiah 25, Revelation 14, it says, this is the cup of God's wrath poured out without admixture, and the smoke of that cup, of the torment of that cup, ascendeth forever and forever. Those who teach annihilationism need to read their Bibles. Somehow in that cup, he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. But if there's any way, let this cup pass. This is what he sweat blood over. This is what he didn't want to experience. He's in the darkness. His father, his own father, has turned away. My God, why? First time in eternity, he's cut off. He had said, I don't say anything unless the Father says it. I don't do anything unless the Father does it. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now for the first time in all eternity, he says, why? Which means he's cut off. He has no information. He's separated. He's separated. So that I never have to cry. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you left me in the lurch? Why have you cast me off? It's why have you abandoned me? And try to understand. You know, we think of loneliness. Sometimes family hurts us. Sometimes it feels like people ignore us, and we do a lot of things alone. We think a lot of stupid things when we're alone. Sometimes a spouse. Sometimes good friends. Sometimes, you know, loneliness is one of the leading causes of the abuse of prescribed medicine in this country, and alcohol and drugs. Loneliness is a plague. And you look at him there. He had been with the Father through all eternity. How is it that the Trinity is shattered at this moment? How is the eternal Son cut off from the eternal Father? And we know this. He's as far from the Father as the East is from the West. Because it says in Psalm 103, that's how far he's going to remove our sins from us, as far as the east is from the west. He didn't say north and south, because you can go north for about 12,000 miles, hit the North Pole, and then you go south for 12,000 miles, which means God would get my sins away from me about 12,000 miles. That ain't far enough. But you can go east forever and never be going west. And you can go west forever and never be going east. It says he separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. That's how far Jesus was separated from his Father.